Hello, dear listeners. Nick Capodice and Hannah McCarthy here.
Welcome to the latest installment of Civics Shorts. Built with middle schoolers in mind, they are fun for the whole family, even that one cranky uncle.
Today, Jackie Fulton is giving you three for the price of one, because this episode is about the three branches of government. Enjoy!
The colonists declared independence from the king.
We declare independence!
Fought a war, and became their own nation.
They were finally free and forming their own government, but how could they prevent one person from having all the power again?
I am a king. I can do whatever I want.
What to do?
Aha!
Their answer? They would separate the powers.
They would create three branches of government. A family.
The branches each have their own jobs, but would all have to work together to get stuff done.
But no one said it had to be pretty.
The consequence is friction. In colorful language, sparks.
I'm Jackie.
I'm Christina. This is Civics 101 Shorts. And today, we are going to civics-plain the three branches of government. The what's what of the executive, judicial, and legislative branches.
Fire up ye old projector.
The national government is necessarily one big family. But the family squabbles have been long and loud, appearing at times to suggest the imminence of divorce.
You, sir, may resign your post.
It sounds like my family.
The three branches struggle for power and step on each other's toes. It's a system of checks and balances.
A check means to stop something. A balance means a way of evening things up.
Each branch of government brings something unique to the relationship, special powers.
Let's start with the executive branch.
The executive branch carries out and enforces laws passed by Congress. It's made up of the president, the vice president, and cabinet members.
The president has many responsibilities.
For example, he gives out medals to war heroes. He greets the winners of contests. He's greeted men coming back from the moon.
I want you to know that I think I'm the luckiest man in the world. I have the privilege of speaking for so many and welcoming you back to Earth.
Not only the head of state, the president is the leader of the federal government and commander-in-chief of the United States Armed Forces.
If the president approves the bill, he signs it. It then becomes law. The president may veto a bill passed by the Congress.
The president gets help from the vice president. The vice president is also the president of the Senate and takes over for the president if she is no longer able to do the job.
In case of the removal of the president from office, or of his death, resignation, or inability to discharge the powers and duties of said office.
That brings us to the cabinet.
One of the things I'm most proud of is the cabinet we've assembled. I mean, you've got extraordinarily talented people.
The cabinet members are 15 high-ranking folks
who run agencies that are part of the executive branch, like the Secretary of State, the Attorney General, and the Secretary of the Treasury.
The executive branch is powerful.
But it doesn't hold all the power. On to the legislative branch.
The legislative branch is the one that makes the laws.
This branch of the government is made up of two houses, the Senate and the House of Representatives. A law may originate in either house, but must be approved by both of them. When a bill is passed by both houses, it is sent to the president.
Each state has two senators. That's 100 senators altogether.
They have the authority to declare war. Here they are, responding to President Roosevelt, asking for war to be declared on Japan after the attack on Pearl Harbor.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we understand that both houses of Congress now have passed the resolution for a declaration of war.
The House of Representatives has 435 voting representatives and 6 non-voting members.
Each state has a different number of reps based on population.
The first session of the 75th Congress closes with 4 of the president's chief bills unpassed, and a special session threatens.
Lastly, but not leastly, the judicial branch.
You see, the Constitution set up the president to keep an eye on the Congress, and the Congress to keep an eye on the president. And to keep an eye on both of them was something else, a Supreme Court.
The judicial branch decides what laws mean and how to apply them in real life situations.
Or, as this guy puts it,
they sit most days of the year and they look into the Constitution and they decide if something that somebody had done, anybody, is legal. Whether you can, for instance, a stage play of naked men and women running around shouting four-letter words is constitutional.
I'd watch that play.
The Supreme Court is the highest court in the country, and it's part of the judicial branch.
It's made up of 9 justices who are nominated by the president and must be approved by the Senate.
We'll hear argument first this morning, case 189526, McGirt versus Oklahoma. Mr. Gershengorn?
They also decide cases that differ from what our Constitution says. There are lower federal courts that help handle things like appeals, tax and bankruptcy, lawsuits involving U.S. and state governments or the Constitution, and more.
There's much, much more. We also want you to have this 6-in-1 kitchen tool.
There you have it. The 3 branches of government. Executive, legislative, and judicial.
Each has a different job to do.
If the Congress and the President get to a point where there's a serious dispute on who has the authority to act, then the final judge becomes the 3rd branch of the government, the Supreme Court.
The most important thing is that they work together, even if they don't want to.
Should we be disturbed by such tensions within our government? The fact is that the Constitution permits squabbling, but it also permits agreement.
All right, Nick, what are the 3 branches of government?
Executive, legislative, judicial. The legislative branch makes laws.
The executive branch enforces laws.
And the judicial branch interprets the laws. You branches better get along with each other now.
Don't make me pull this car over.
This episode was produced by Jackie Fulton with help by Nick Capodice, Hannah McCarthy, and Christina Phillips. Music in this episode by Blue Dot Sessions.